Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me, and thank you so much to the two lovely people who left me an Apple Podcast review this week. I really appreciate them. I just want you to know that I have seen them, because it doesn't give you the option to respond to them, annoyingly, but I have added your names to the draw to win a free one-to-one session with me. So thank you very much. And if you haven't already, it's not too late. Go and leave me a review and I will also add your name to that draw. How are we all? I hope that you are well. I am feeling good. I'm feeling like, well, first of all, I'm not a snot rag this week, which is fantastic news. I am back to full health. And secondly, I feel like spring is just around the corner. And the reason for that is yesterday, after I finished work, I came home and I went in my house and got my trainers on. And then I went straight up to the Pike, which is like a big hill up Rivington near where I live. And I managed to make it up the Pike and back down again before it went dark. And I was like, woohoo, because that to me is the official sign of spring, when you can go for an evening walk and it's still be just about light when you get back. I love that. So we've got lots of things to look forward to. We've got barbecues, we've got drinks with our friends in beer gardens, we've got sitting in the garden until late, or sitting on the car park if you like me. We've got those nice crisp spring, summer skies where the stars are out. There's all kinds of good shit, guys. So if you're feeling a little bit like wintered the fuck out, hang on in there, because it's just around the corner. So this week, I have had a word replaying on a loop in my mind. And when that happens, it's usually a sign that I need to share a message, usually via the podcast or sometimes on my Instagrams, etc., etc. And that word this week has been the word reframe. So I've been trying to work out, what is it, guys? What do you want me to say? What is this message that I'm getting from Spirit, that I'm getting from my intuition? So we're going to roll with that, and we're going to go with that intuitive download. And this week I'm going to be talking about how to reframe certain situations to use them to your advantage. So I talk a lot about not reacting to your circumstances and thinking from the vision. And this week I shared on my Instagram an analogy that I talked about with the people in the Vibe Tribe last week, on what that really means about not reacting to the circumstances and thinking from the vision. Also, welcome to our new members of the Vibe Tribe. We are very excited to have you here. We've had a bit of an influx. And if you're not already in the Vibe Tribe, why the fuck not? Come and join us. Anyway, I was talking to them about this analogy, and I'm going to share that with you now. Just to clarify what I mean by not reacting to circumstances and thinking from the vision. So I hope that it makes sense and it doesn't confuse you further. If it does, please just disregard it. But I think of it like this. Let's say that you wanted a book and you were really excited about this book. I've received a book as a gift, actually, this week. The book, I've got it here behind me, is called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's a very famous book. And I was dead excited when it came. It came from my lovely friend Emma. Anyway, let's say you wanted a book off Amazon. Other online stores are available. So you order the book, and then the day after, you get the notification to say that it's been shipped. And when you look at the notification, you realise, oh, bollocks, I've ordered the wrong book, right? So then you go back onto your Amazon account and you order the right book, knowing that you can just send this one straight back. There's no problem about it. So you've ordered the wrong book, you've got the notification to say it's been shipped, and now you've gone back and you've corrected that. You've made a new order, so that one's on the way as well. And then the next day, the wrong book arrives at your door. So I want you to think about that scenario. That wrong book has arrived, it's turned up, it's been delivered. Would you then start thinking, oh, I'm never going to get the right book. Like, this is awful. It's hopeless. There's no way that I can get this book. Look, I can see right here in my hands is the wrong one. This is not what I wanted. Or would you just be like, oh, there it is, right? Ship it straight back. Don't want that. this is what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the new one arriving. So the first one is like the thoughts that you've had that are creating the circumstances that are playing out in your life. So you might have had thoughts that have created an experience of lack in some way or some kind of negativity, if you perceive it like that. But if you choose new thoughts and you think from the vision of owning the book that you really want, then you're creating that future. So think of it a little bit like that when I'm talking about not reacting to your circumstances, not reacting to what you see has arrived in your experience, because you know that that's just a past mistake or a past way of thinking, and feeling excited knowing that what you actually want is on the way, it's coming. So you have every reason to be excited and start thinking about what you're going to do when it gets here. But when we are trying to think from that vision, we can easily get knocked off that by our circumstances, what we're experiencing with our 3D senses in this particular plane of reality. And so I want to talk about reframing situations from what you might perceive to be negative to either a place of it being neutral or maybe even positive. Reframing something just means to transform some kind of undesirable circumstance into looking at it as like an opportunity for growth or even an opportunity for some kind of success. And it's like a mindset shift, because how we perceive things can either lead to a positive outcome or a negative outcome. So it's really important to view situations as often as possible, either as neutral or as positive. I am going to share a couple of ways that I have reframed, or a couple of situations that I have reframed to help me rather than hinder me. But first of all, I'm going to talk about some more well-known people that you might be able to relate to. So, for example, the very spectacular woman who is Oprah Winfrey, fabulous woman. She has had a very successful career, and I think she's one of the only female billionaires. And not only that, she has had a massive, massive global impact with the work that she's done. And she did not have a great start to her life. She had a very poverty-stricken childhood. She had a lot of abuse when she was growing up. And she reframed those experiences as, in her perception, opportunities to be able to empathise with others and to inspire them through her story. She was a very, very resilient person. She's very determined, and she's become this absolute icon of a woman. She's got a talk show. She's an actress. She's a producer. She does all sorts of shit. And she's done that from a place where some people might think that they can't achieve anything that they want in life, that they are too poor, or that they've had too traumatic an experience of whatever that might be. And she's actually turned that around and used it as her superpower, because she has been in quite horrific situations in some parts of her life. She's used that as the power to be able to connect with people and to have empathy and to really inspire people to do well and to become who they want to be. So I'm very much a big fan of Oprah. I know not everybody's a big fan of Oprah, but I just think she's an incredible inspiration of what can be achieved, particularly for females, because there's not as many females as males who have been so wildly successful. So another person who's actually also a female, now look at it, is J.K. Rowling, who is obviously the very famous author of the Harry Potter book series, and they've now been turned into films, and it's a whole huge, massive thing. And she faced so many rejections. I think it was something like 100 or more rejections from publishing houses. And she had no money. She was absolutely piss poor. She was struggling to even, you know, remain not homeless. She was like really, really in financial hardship. She had a bad divorce. all sorts of things. And she kept going and she persevered and she lived in the end. And all of these setbacks, she used them for her creativity. And she knew that one day all these rejections that she'd faced would be a massive part of her success story. So she kept being more creative, she kept going, she kept being resilient, she kept pushing forward, knowing that, first of all, it was a drive for her creativity, and secondly, she would look back and think all of these difficulties leading up to her success would make for an even better, more satisfying story. And I feel like that's a big thing. Anything that you've achieved in your life that that's just been handed to you is so much less rewarding than something that you have worked for and that you've put the time in and that you've put the effort in and that you've been resilient and determined. I was talking to a friend of mine who's got a podcast today, actually, and she's been going for about 5 months. I was actually on a podcast a while ago. I shared it on my Instagram stories today. And she was having one of those moments where you're feeling a little bit frustrated, and she'd been posting her episodes for about 5 months and kind of looking at how many downloads she got. And you get into that feeling of like being like, oh, why am I not having this like massive breakthrough? And she was asking me for some advice about podcasting and about how to kind of grow your audience and achieve your download goals. And sadly, I had to tell her, like, there is no magic key. It is literally just keep posting, keep going, go past what other people would, the point that other people would give up at. And I think that's the same for anything. If you can keep going past the point of where others will stop because they are reacting to the circumstances and they're being dragged back, and stay in that vision and know what you want and know that it's going to come through, that is going to get you there without a doubt. So another one is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I love Dwayne Johnson. I really fancy him, actually. He's wealthy. So he's obviously like a massive superstar in Hollywood. He's been in loads of films. He's one of the highest paid actors in the world. But in his earlier years, he wanted to be a football player. And then he was a wrestler. And he had all these setbacks during that part. And there were certain things that he couldn't do anymore. I think it was to do with some injuries that he'd had. And he used the fact that he couldn't go forward on the path that he felt he was on, like wrestling and football and sports, because that's what he had a really big talent in. And he used that as an opportunity to completely reinvent himself and pursue a different passion, which was for acting and for being in the entertainment industry. And if you follow him or you've watched any of his kind of interviews and stuff, you will see that his positive attitude absolutely shines through. And you'll have heard of different people who have maybe had a promising career in like sports and things, and then maybe they've had an injury. And that has just sent them kind of spiraling. They've just reacted to that circumstance and let that take a hold of them and kind of go into that victim mindset. And I don't say that to be critical. I'm just saying that is what happens when you keep reacting to your circumstance. You're making yourself a victim of that circumstance rather than using it as an opportunity for redirection or for growth. And as a result of having that positive mindset and not thinking, oh, it's all over now because I can't do this particular sport anymore, Dwayne Johnson has had immense success, like absolutely amazing success, and really seems like a guy who is fully enjoying his life and making the most of it. He's got a happy life, it seems, at least, and I'm pretty sure he has, in most areas of his life. He's a really down-to-earth guy, and I just find him very, very inspiring. Now, obviously, my main experience of reframing a situation is being jilted on my fucking wedding day, guys. I won't lie, that was quite an outstanding event in my life. But the way that I reframed that, and when I say reframed it, I don't mean that I just blocked out all the emotions and was like, ah, it's fine. it's important to still allow your emotions to come through and feel a certain way, but let those emotions pass through and then think about, how can I look at this differently? How can I stop myself from being a victim of this circumstance? Because every time you react to that circumstance, you are creating more of whatever it is that you don't want. So I thought about that situation from this perspective. Before that happened, in the months leading up to it, I had really, really felt driven to start sharing what I had learnt and what I'd picked up and what I knew for many, many years. And I'd felt really, really drawn to getting that out there. And I wasn't really sure how I was going to do that at the time. My life was on a certain trajectory, which was to get married, to have a kid, to get a bigger house, to get a new car, to do this, blah, 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 blah. The same trajectory that most people's lives end up on. And there's nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong at all, if that's actually what you want. But I was kind of blindly going along with it because that's just what everybody did. And I can see that in hindsight now. If that event had not have happened, I would not be in the position I am today. And the position that I'm in today is, I feel inside I have had such massive, massive growth. I know who I am. I know what I want. I am completely myself. I'm not a people pleaser. I don't change who I am to fit a different crowd. I am aligned with my purpose. I am happy in my own company. I spend my time how I want to spend my time. I love the people who are around me, but I love myself more. And I don't mean that in a, like, she loves herself. I mean, everybody should love themselves the most. Because when you love yourself the most, then you can tip from that full cup into others. I'm doing something that I love. I have changed my circumstances completely. And I'm just very, very grateful for the person that I am right now and the person that I'm becoming. And that would never have happened if that massive life-changing event hadn't happened. It had to happen to enable this to happen. And when that did happen, what I found was that the life that I had was taken away, like the relationship, the house, the friendship group, the just day-to-day familiarity of everything, my, obviously, marriage, future, the children that I'd planned to have, all of these things were taken away. Now, I'm not saying that I necessarily wanted them in the first place, now I look back in hindsight, but it was taken away. And I could have used that as like, oh my God, this terrible thing has happened to me. I'm going to sit in a room like Miss Havisham wearing my wedding dress for the rest of my life until I'm covered in cobwebs and just think, what a fucking shame for me. But I luckily had already done a lot of work on like my mindset, and I knew that this was for a reason. So I looked at how I could use this event to build a new future in the direction that I wanted to go, because it's very difficult to take what you've got and break it all on purpose. Sometimes when you want something to change, a big event will happen, something that seems very, very traumatic. And that's the universe's way, in my opinion, of kind of clearing the slate for you. It's the way that it gives you a fresh start, because you're then able to build whatever you want. You can become whoever you want. You can go in any direction you want. So for me, that really, really helped me to process what had happened. I still had to go through all the emotions, of course. Like, I was heartbroken. It was very sad in lots of ways. But having that mindset of being able to reframe it as an opportunity helped me through some of the worst days of my life. And I'm so grateful that I did have that mindset and that I knew how to reframe things. So that's what I want you to be able to do. A more recent example of that would be, obviously, I've just left my job. Or, well, I'm still in it right now, but I'll be leaving very fucking soon on the 28th of March. And since then, I shit you not, my household bills, my mortgage, my gas and electric, my insurance for my car, my insurance for this queen that sat right next to me, Gloria, my council tax, everything, every fucking bill, I'm not joking you, has doubled. And not once have I felt panicked about that. I haven't thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? This is awful. I need to go and get my job back, blah, 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 blah. I see that now as a sign of my success because I'm living in my vision and I'll be doing what I am aligned with. It's going to be impactful. It's going to be reaching more and more people and doing all the things that I have dreamed of in my vision. And therefore, I will be rewarded with everything that I need in exchange for being able to give that out to people. Does that make sense? So I don't see things like your bills increasing as an opportunity to be a victim. I look at it as an opportunity for more abundance in every area of life. So that's really, really helpful when you get a circumstance that's typically like undesired, you know, that you think, I don't want this massive bill, or I don't want to be jilted on my wedding day, or I don't want this injury, or I don't want this rejection, whatever it is, find a way to reframe it as an opportunity for growth or an opportunity for a new path. And the very, 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 very best and easiest way to reframe any situation at all is to find the gratitude. That is the practical tool that I can give to you to be able to go away and practice reframing. And that is what I'm going to ask you to do this week. I am going to ask you to actively reframe any undesirable situation that you see in your circumstance. Go back to your vision because you've neutralized it. You've stopped it from being a negative and you've made it either neutral or, in some cases, even a positive. So really think about doing that this week, and using gratitude is going to be your very, very best friend. So when you are stuck in traffic, let's start with something really simple. When you are stuck in traffic and you're going to be late for work, yes, you might be late for work, okay. Nobody's going to die. It's not the end of the world. You don't need to torture yourself all the way there thinking, oh, I'm going to be late for work, somebody's going to be mad at me, blah, 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 blah. How can you reframe that? Can you think of it as an opportunity to listen to a podcast that you've not yet had the time to listen to, or to have an absolute rave in the car, or one of my favourites, to see how many people you can get to smile back at you? Like, you wouldn't believe how miserable people's faces are in the car in the morning. Look at people when you're stuck in traffic at the side of you going in the opposite direction. You'll never see them again, so you don't need to be weird about it or awkward. Smile at them and count how many smiles you can get back, or how many people you can let out at the junction. And really focus on feeling that gratitude for this opportunity that before you had in your head as, I'm late, this is really bad, the traffic's awful, it's terrible. And we all get trapped in that thing. So for example, today it's been pissing down with rain. Can you look at that and think, oh, my flowers are getting watered, my plants are getting watered in the garden, I don't need to go out with a hose pipe after them and water them. Can you think, oh, I could take my toddler out in his wellies this afternoon and we could go splashing in puddles and it'll create some really cool memories for him. So find ways of things that you see as negative, because nothing is actually negative. Everything is just what it is. You decide whether that event is negative, whether it's positive, or whether it's neutral. And think, how can I find the silver lining? Is there a lesson in this that I can take away? Is there an opportunity for growth? Is this a clean slate? So that is my challenge for you this week, is every time you feel that you are being drawn into the circumstances because they are undesired, first of all, remember that these things that are going on now are as a result of your past thinking. And you don't want to create more of that. Therefore, we need to switch it up a little bit. Start thinking from the vision. And the fastest way to do that is find gratitude for something, whether it's a lesson, whether it's a clean slate, whether it's an opportunity for growth, or any other positive that you can find in it. Actively search for it, even when you feel pissed off about it. Feel pissed off. That's okay. That's fine. You're allowed to feel annoyed. You're allowed to feel a bit cross. You're allowed to feel a bit sad. But go back. Go back to it. Don't let it stick as something that's made you a victim. Find the opportunity. Find the growth. Find the gratitude. So I hope that you found that useful. I didn't really know where we were going with that, if I'm being honest, because it was just a bit of an intuitive download. But hopefully it has helped somebody out there and you've enjoyed listening to my dulcet tones. I've certainly enjoyed talking to you all, and I will speak to you all next week. Have a wonderful week.